Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl, China Montana, your host that be doing the most. Yeah, I'm back. I've been gone for a minute. So you know what we like to do? Sit right there. Stay tuned. Again, I guarantee you, you don't want to miss it. So y'all know how I like to do. I'm not going to waste your time doing a whole lot of extra talking. Let's just jump right into this. So, it's been a while since my last podcast for good reason. As I've explained to y'all throughout a few of the podcasts, I suffer from a lot of things. ADHD, depression, all kind of mental disorders and breakdowns. So here's my latest one. So, I came to the realization, not even today, I've kind of already known it, but I guess it just really hit me today that I am really still head over heels, fucking madly in love with my ex-girlfriend. You know? And for reasons unknown to me, I don't know why I can't shake her. I mean, she's like up under my skin. When I say up under my skin, it's like I can sit in the house and I can, she's never even seen this house that I live in now. She's never even been here, no more than maybe a few pictures. But I swear sometimes I see her walking through the house. Crazy, right? I know it sounds crazy, but I swear by it. I swear sometimes I can feel her wrap up on me. It's almost like I'm teasing my mind, or my mind's teasing me. And I'm like, God damn it. At this point, can we just, you know, not think about this? Can we not feel this way? You know, I don't know about nobody else, but have you ever just loved somebody so profoundly that you love them like you birthed them, like they were your child? Like for those parents out there, if you have a child and something was to ever happen to them, it would probably kill you in the inside. It might not physically kill you, but in the inside you have like literally died, and it's just taken all your strength and energy to be whole again, to be a person again. So do something I haven't done and kind of share me intimately, is what they would call it. So, here about, I'd say, 3 or so years ago, I decided to make a jump in my life. I decided that no matter what, me and this particular individual were going to be together. I didn't care what it cost me or what I had to do. We were going to be together. And that's all that mattered to me. So I hustled and I did whatever I needed to do to get me to where she was. Because we were going to start a life in the location she was at. Now, for personal reasons, I won't disclose the location. But we were going to start a life there. Let's just say, for lack of a better thing, guarantee you, we were pretty noticeable where we lived. Like, you couldn't help but see these two little black spots everywhere. But nevertheless, we were here. And we were gonna make this thing happen. And at first, it seemed like everything was gonna be fine, all well and dandy. Life was gonna be great. We finna start this new chapter in our life. And, you know, the story can go on and on. But for time, we're just gonna keep it going. So anyway, y'all know I gotta light the cigarette. for lack of the time that I want to spend doing this podcast. We had big plans and things were supposed to, you know, take off. Well, they weren't supposed to take off the way they did. We ran into complication after complication. First complication, when I got here, I think I was here 3 days. We were finna go do something, another. And my timing belt on my car broke. Bam, I'm without a car. Less than a week passes, not even a week. I have a new car. Bam, back on schedule. Then, you know, the people we were living with, they were wanting her to babysit, and I wasn't feeling that at all. Like, I just got here and we need to be getting us together. So boom, they decided that we needed to go. It's cold as hell outside. And we, between the two of us, got so much shit that literally we done packed my car to the capacity to get all of our stuff. I have a job interview coming up in a few days. Something had happened before I got there where she would get some money for her car. I mean, everything just kind of, it was messed up, but it fell in place like so perfectly. Because we were never actually homeless. We stayed in a hotel room for 2 or 3 days. By the time she got her money back from the wreck, and between the money that I had, we ended up moving in I guess you would say a corporate style apartment. It's a one bedroom kind of studio, but not really. It was one bedroom, one bathroom, living room, kitchen, you know. I mean, we had everything and it came completely furnished. And life seemed like it was gonna look up, but it didn't. You know, we were arguing about things that I couldn't even see why we were arguing about them. Like, it just got to be different. Like, she went from being so happy that I was with her to, it seemed like long before I got there, somebody had beat her spirit out of her. The person that I had loved and knew, when I got there, she wasn't there. I didn't know she wasn't there, but as time progressed, I realized that the person that I thought I was going to, I didn't go to her. I went to the person that was a hollow shell of her. She looked like her. She dressed like her. She even talked like her. She acted nothing like her, though. Everything about the girl I was in love with, that I am in love with, was gone. There was almost sometimes no traces of her. She could be so cruel and so ugly to me. You know, now, not to say that I'd have to stop right there and say in the past we had always had some issues. Mostly, we fought physically, verbally, mentally, emotionally. We were abusive to each other. And sometimes it could be toxic. And I never let the toxic bother me. Because I believed in my heart that I prayed for her. And I still, to this day, I believe I prayed her into my existence. And I profoundly think that I was actually robbed of the love that I had. Because some of you might understand that once in a lifetime love. You know, that person that no matter when you see them, the inside of you just lights up. You're so excited to see them. Can't wait to see them. Even when you're mad at them, you don't even want to be mad that long because you really want to turn over and talk to them. You just want to, you know, you just, everything about them. Doesn't matter if it's bad or good, you just love it all. You took it all in. Didn't matter. And that's how I felt about her. It didn't matter what she said to me and how she treated me. I knew deep down, and even on the surface sometimes, she loved me. Even when she didn't show she loved me, I knew she loved me. I knew she was in love with me. I stayed with her. We stayed together for almost 12 years. That's over a decade to spend with somebody. So now, fast forward, things happened and she ended up leaving. But we were still talking, you know. And I remember at one point she was just like, you know, you was with your family, you did your own thing for a year. You know, give me that. Let me have that. And in my mind, that's what I was going with. Like, okay, so not right now, but in a year, after she's done whatever or gotten whatever she need to get out of her system, gotten herself together, we're going to end up together. But I thought in the process, because I never broke communication with her, not for more than a couple of days, if that. But one day, last year in August, she just flipped. I want to say it was August the 22nd of last year. She just flipped. And at the time, I didn't press the issue with her. I didn't call her. And I feel like, once again, that was a mistake I made, because I should have called her right then. But instead, I went to work and I didn't talk to her for a few days. And it wasn't because I didn't care. It wasn't because I didn't love her. I didn't think about her. I just thought she was having one of those times she had, one of those moments. But nevertheless, obviously it ended up not being that. Because by the next time I got in touch with her, you know, it was almost like she was purposely not talking to me. And she sees me calling her and texting her, and I'm trying to find out what's wrong and why she won't talk to me. And she never would say. No matter how many text messages I sent, it even got so bad to where I think she blocked me off her Cash App. I couldn't even send her no money no more. And I was just like, what the hell? You know, then by stroke of nothing in December, I finally got up the courage to say something to her. So I emailed it to her. And I remember what it said. And I remember feeling so, it was so vague. You know, but I remember telling her, I miss you and I love you. Have a happy holidays. And she said, same to you. And I didn't know if that was, I miss you and I love you too, happy holidays, or happy holidays. But not I miss you and I love you, because she didn't say it back. I didn't want to push the issues, because I knew how she was feeling. I knew what was going on with her internally. And I thought that was a selfless thing for me to do, is not, you know, push any buttons that might trigger anything on. But in my mind, I'm processing this now, thinking like, all these times I should have pushed the issue. Maybe I should have tried harder. Or there's all these maybes. And can't nobody really give me an exact answer. Nobody can really feel that void, you know. People say, pray about it, pray about it. I don't want to pray about it. I'm tired of praying about it. I prayed for 3 years for the Lord to come and do something about that situation, that I was not in the wrong end, that I had done nothing wrong. I was doing everything in my power to make everything the way it should. and I was getting knocked on my ass every which way, and I was doing the work. They say faith without work is dead. So, now, here we are, 2020. What else could happen? We done came into this COVID-19 pandemic bullshit, you know, social distancing, all this stuff, people on the brink of losing, probably some people are losing everything they got, trying to stay afloat. The government can't shell out funds the way we really need them to shell it out. You know, they give us these little checks, the unemployment, you know, they so backed up, you know, that Lord forbid if you forget 1 week or something happens to where you can't call and or get online to make your claim. It used to be, shoot, you could do a back pay and it'd be there the next week. Now, you don't know when you're going to get the back pay. And then if you really needed the back pay to go, you know, it's just a lot going on. And then as all of this going on, you know I'm not the only one that's having to deal with like real life emotional issues that don't even have anything to do with what's going on as far as this pandemic is going, as far as a job or home, house situation, things of that nature. We got things going on, and I'm just sitting here with all of this stuff going on, and I must tell y'all, I don't even know how I am functioning right now, because I got to tell you, today has been a day. It has been so hard. When I say so hard, it's so hard. It's so hard to want to talk to somebody that you know is going to understand what you're saying, how you feeling, that you don't have to, you don't need a guard or a shield that knows everything. It's so hard. Like, even knowing that I have friends who know the exact thing she know about me, they don't bring the same comfort that she would bring to me. Or that maybe vice versa. I might even bring comfort to her. And I got to be honest, I'm cowardly, because I have not called, you know, her relative's phone to check on her. Last time I called, I don't know, it's probably been months ago, but my mom called and her number's blocked, and I assumed that if I try to call, my number's going to be blocked too. I've not even tried. You know, I don't even know that she has a phone. I've never actually knew her to actually ignore me. You know, if I send an email, if I send enough of them, eventually she gonna read one and she'll say something. You know, not even a cuss you out, leave me the hell alone. I've begged and pleaded in emails. Just tell me you don't want me. Just tell me you don't want to talk to me. Say something to me so I know that you're okay and that it is, I need to do something else besides focus my attention on you. And I realized something. People tell you what they want to. Nobody's blatantly honest. And I don't mean with her. I mean, like, her family could have been blatantly honest with me and been like, we really don't want her with you. We don't want her down there with you. We don't trust you around her. She doesn't trust you. One would tell me, oh, she just going through something. She just sleeping all day and this, that, and the third. As if that's okay. If she's sleeping all day, then baby, she is depressed. Get her some help. Because if I'm sleeping all day, I know I'm depressed. And even if I can't get up and get me some help, I know that that's what I need. That's what we were to each other. We were able to say what each other needed. We were each other's protectors. And I can't help but still be her protector. You know, but that's just how I feel. You know. So, most people don't know this, but it is very hard to let go of somebody when you really, really do love them. It's so hard. And if I don't know anything else, I can tell you what I do know. I do know that I am not the only one who feel this way. And of the people that I do have that actually come and listen to me, I thank you so much. But again, like I said, you're not by yourself. And I don't know who's going to hear this. And I don't know if you're going to care if you even make it to this point. If you do, thank God somebody heard me. Share it. Please share it with somebody. Tell somebody about it. Tell anybody about it. I don't know how many more days I'm going to actually make it. I've considered suicide so many times this year, it's not even funny. Sometimes I want to call her, but I don't even have a way to get in touch with her. And I think tonight will be the night that I actually try to find out if she's okay. I'm not going to do an outro today, y'all, because I'm not feeling it. But these were my words. This is how I feel. And you know, I do the most. So, love yourself. Love each other. You know, they say it's better to have loved and lost than not have loved at all. That's bullshit. I'd rather have never loved nobody. That way I never have to feel like I feel like. I never have to think about the things that I'm thinking. Like, I've had too many people walk out of my life and it hurt. But I've never had no one walk out my life like this, to where I feel like I can't even get past it. I do remember a time in my life where I was so lonely and desperate for somebody, anybody. And that's exactly what I ended up with, anybody. And things happened that I can't take back now. Here we are, almost 15 years later, I can't take it back. But I remember that time. I remember how I felt. It wasn't as profound as what I feel now. It wasn't as bad. And I guess because I actually had somebody to go through it with. But there was those times. And that might be the difference this time, is I don't have anybody to go through it with. I have to sit here alone. I have to face how I feel alone, not with a friend, not with a family member. This is what I have to do alone. I have to face my heartaches, my mind. I have to compete with what's going on with my inner self, with my outer self. I have to continuously press on, even though I really just want to give up right now. I just want to give up. I don't want to keep trying, because the one thing in my life that is missing, I know it's missing. It's not like it's an empty part of me that was always missing. It's just now missing. And it's like somebody took a part of me. And maybe it could be one-sided. She might not even feel like I feel about her anymore. You know, she might be somewhere living happily. Like, screw you. I'm sick of you. I'm just not there. And I can be hurt about it, but I would not be mad about it. That would just let me know. That would be more confirmation that you got to move on. I have learned that when people tell you up front, you know, versus to ghosting you and hiding from you, it kind of makes it, you know where you stand, you know what it is, and you got to be grateful just to know that somebody cared enough about who you were as a person. You know, then versus to just let you linger out there in the not knowing. I know for a fact I've put in my heart into a lot of emails, and I've said a lot of things to her, and I still mean everything I've said in all of my emails. I always let her know that I love you And I will always love you. I will always have a spot for you in my heart. Come hell or high water, if you need me and I can be there, I'm there. You know, but at this point, I don't know who I am anymore. I've lost sight of the person that I am and who I was meant to be. Some days I know I'm headstrong and I can put up a good front and, you know, act like nothing's bothering me and I just got it all together, when in reality I am torn up inside and I am broke down. But anyway, you've been listening to me, Shauna Montana, and this is the Cookie Cocktail Lounge. Until next time, babes, see you later.